Those young adults, decked out in colorful graduation robes, were still toddling around in diapers when terrorists attacked the United States September 11th, 2001.
Iraq and Afghanistan, we've been there since I was one. It's kind of just my generation's war. Like in the 60s, it was Vietnam. So I guess that's just where it is today.
17-year-old Walter Wally is enlisting in the Marine Corps Reserves, then heading to college this fall after graduating from Newsom High School, southeast of Tampa. The military is the only life Wally has known. His dad is a Marine who's been in Iraq twice, and this summer, his dad will be deploying to Kuwait while Wally is in boot camp.
People think that when you join the military, you're signing up to go fight and die. Most people don't fight in the military, and they only die if they're in harm's way. And today, the number of casualties is so much lower than it has been in past wars and conflicts that people are going to serve. They're not going to die.
For 18-year-old Destiny Rainey, her introduction to the military came from Jarhead, a classic movie that provides a deep look into a Marine's deployment during Desert Storm.
See that kid? The one dreaming of serving his country? That jarhead is me.
Rainey remembers playing military games with her cousin after seeing the film.
The mother of all battles is upon us. We are now Operation Desert Storm, and we're the righteous hammer of God, and that hammer is coming down.
I was hooked.
When I watched Jarhead, you see the infantrymen like shooting people, like all the violent graphic stuff. But now, as I've matured, I don't think that's really the scenario I want to be in. So it's kind of why I chose the Navy, because they're less combative than the other Marines and Army. And so I'll be more of the brains instead of the brawn.
Rainey is scheduled to report on Christmas Day to become a Navy aerographer's mate. They track the weather and oceans.
Personally, I hope that we do not go to war. I have faith in the president and all the other government officials that they make the right decision on what we do with North Korea and Syria. Not my place to say anything about it, so just if we do go to war, then so be it.
The responsibility of war is what Nathan Eggly thought about when he considered his chosen career. He's headed off to college at Miami of Ohio on a Marine ROTC scholarship. He plans to become an officer, just like his father.
I've realized that wanting to be a leader of Marines in the future is going to be a very difficult task, because I'm in charge of multiple things, multiple responsibilities, and including other men's lives. And that's a very difficult thing to grasp, because in the battlefield and just in war in general, a lot of things can go wrong.
The Steinbrenner High School grad says his father supports his decision to follow him into the military, and so does his mother. That support was common among all of the graduates we talked to. One Army recruit says his mom encouraged him to join. Although she will miss him, she told him he's doing what he needs to do. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.